Listening Library presents Magic Treehouse, Summer of the Sea Serpent by Mary Pope Osborne. Read for you by the author.
Summer of the Sea Serpent. Chapter 1, Summer Solstice. Jack was sitting on the porch reading the newspaper. It was a warm summer day, but the porch was shady and cool. Annie poked her head out of the screen door.
"Hey, Mom says she'll drive us to the lake this afternoon," she said.
Jack didn't raise his eyes from the weather page.
"Did you know today is the summer solstice?" he said.
"What's that?" asked Annie.
"It's the official first day of summer," said Jack. "There's more daylight today than on any other day of the year."
"Cool," said Annie.
"Starting tomorrow, the days will get shorter and shorter," said Jack.
A loud screech came from overhead.
"Look," said Annie, "a seagull."
Jack looked up. A large white gull was circling in the bright noon sky.
"What's he doing here?" asked Jack.
"The ocean's 2 hours away." The gull swooped down and screeched again.
"Maybe he's a messenger from Morgan or Merlin," said Annie. "Maybe one of them sent him to tell us the treehouse is finally back."
Jack's heart began to pound. He put down the newspaper.
"You think so?" he asked.
Jack and Annie hadn't seen the magic treehouse since their Merlin mission to a haunted castle last Halloween. Jack had begun to worry that the treehouse might never come back.
"Look, he's flying toward the woods," said Annie.
Jack jumped up. "Okay," he said, "let's go."
"We'll be back soon, Mom," Annie called.
Then she and Jack dashed across their yard. They ran down their street and into the Frog Creek woods. The shady woods were dappled with sunlight. The air smelled fresh and clean. Jack and Annie hurried past the leafy trees until they came to the tallest oak. High in the oak branches, the magic treehouse was waiting for them.
"Wow,"
Jack and Annie said together. The treehouse looked exactly the same as when they'd last seen it. Annie grabbed the rope ladder and started up. Jack followed. When they climbed inside the treehouse, no one was there.
"Look, our royal invitation is still here," said Annie.
She picked up the card that had taken them to Camelot on Christmas Eve.
"And our leaf from Merlin is still here," said Jack.
He picked up the yellow autumn leaf that had sent them on their Halloween mission.
"This is new," said Annie.
She picked up a pale blue seashell. The shell was shaped like a small fan. There was writing on it.
"Hey, this looks like Merlin's handwriting," said Annie. "We must be going on another mission for Merlin."
She read aloud the message from the magician.